the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So I'm sure we all remember how late last year we had a major civil court case in which Nikita Hand claimed that she had been sexually assaulted and raped by the mixed martial artist Conor McGregor in a Dublin hotel in December 2018. The jury heard all of the evidence and it decided that it believed her and awarded her damages of over €200,000. Conor McGregor, as was his legal right, decided to appeal and decided and made it be known that he believed there was new evidence that would support his appeal. That appeal opened today. We're joined by our Today FM Courts correspondent, Frank Graney. And Conor, as I said, Conor McGregor wanted to introduce this so-called new evidence as part of his appeal. And then what happened when the appeal opened this morning?
Well, very dramatically, at the 11th hour, or well past the 11th hour, you could argue, they decided to withdraw that application. Now, as you say, Conor McGregor didn't waste any time indicating his intention to appeal the jury's decision in late November. He took to social media almost immediately afterwards to say that that was his intention. And then over the past few months, we've heard that he intended to bring so-called fresh new evidence. Now, in cases like this, appeals, that is, there isn't an automatic right to introduce new evidence. An application has to be brought to the court. They essentially have to argue the merits of introducing that evidence, its relevance, its credibility, things like that. That was expected to happen today. And it relates to sworn statements made by two former neighbours of Nikita Hand, Samantha O'Reilly and her partner Stephen Cummins. And in those sworn statements, they claimed they saw and heard things coming from Ms. Hand's home, across the road where she lived in Drimna at the time, that led them to believe that she was being physically assaulted by Ms. Hand's then partner. Now, in terms of relevance, this would have been a few hours after Conor McGregor attacked her in the Beagan Hotel in Dublin in December of 2018. And if that evidence had been allowed in, it could have obviously offered an alternative explanation as to how Nikita Hand got all the bruises and other injuries that she sustained, photos of which were shown to the jury during the legal action against Conor McGregor. And when he was asked about them and how she got them, he said that he had no explanation as to how she got those injuries. He insists that what happened between them in the penthouse suite of that hotel was consensual. On top of that, his team wanted to introduce evidence from a former state pathologist who was and is based in Northern Ireland, a Professor Jack Crane, whom they claimed previously would support the credibility of that evidence being brought by Ms. Hand's former neighbours. But this morning, the judges were told that the defence wanted to withdraw its application to introduce that evidence. And that was, in photo of instructions, we heard from Conor McGregor himself. One of his barristers, a KC called Mark Mulholland, said simply that they couldn't sustain the ground of appeal.
Can you explain that a bit further? What happened? Was it these people weren't prepared to go in and say it in court, or what was it?
No, that certainly wasn't articulated in court today. But when Mr. Mulholland gave and offered that explanation for the withdrawal of the application, the judges clearly were not satisfied with the explanation and certainly probed further and questioned him as to the reasoning behind it and, I suppose, why the application was being withdrawn at that late stage. And Mr. Mulholland simply said that the strength of the expert witness, that state pathologist, former state pathologist based in Northern Ireland that I mentioned a moment ago, that the strength of that evidence wasn't enough to sustain the application, was the explanation that he gave. He said they couldn't find a legal gateway and apologised for the late withdrawal. He essentially didn't see any chance of success, so didn't see the point bringing the application in the first place. Just a reminder of what I said a moment ago, that this new evidence wouldn't have been automatically allowed in. They had to convince the judge that there was merit in introducing that evidence. The judges, having heard, I suppose, a little bit more detail in relation to the rationale behind the decision, they rose for a few minutes to consider the application. And when they returned, they said there was no point forcing it. The application, that is, which is something that Nikita Hand's barrister wanted. They wanted it to go ahead. They wanted an opportunity to cross-examine the former neighbours of Ms. Hand's. But the appeal got underway without it after the judges made that decision to go on regardless.
And just to clarify here, although we've referred to the original civil trial was in front of a jury, the appeal is in front of just judges, is it?
That's right, yes. Three judges, and ordinarily, when I'm covering cases before the Court of Appeal, it's generally just on points of law. But this was, I won't say unique because it does happen from time to time, but this was a case where, aside from points of law, Mr. McGregor's legal team did seek to introduce new evidence, and for reasons that I suppose we've just spoken about, that application to do so was withdrawn first thing this morning.
So then how did Nikita Hand's legal team react to that? Because I'd assume they'd done quite a lot of work in preparing for this, and now suddenly they discovered that they would be facing sort of, well, other grounds of appeal instead.
Well, that's right. I mean, it certainly would have added to their workload. They would have been on notice of this application being brought to introduce new evidence some time ago, and would undoubtedly have been preparing for it. You could see the boxes of material and documents coming into court, large legal teams on both sides. John Gordon is one of the barristers who represented Nikita Hand in the civil trial late last year, and also in this appeal, and he expressed his utter shock at the development. He claimed that, remarkably, he'd only been told about it 10 minutes before the court sat, and he said that his client, Nikita Hand, he said, had yet again been put through the ringer. And that was a reference to a news reportage, the content of those affidavits appearing in various newspapers. He said that she had always maintained that the claims made by her former neighbours were lies, that her former partner had never laid a hand on her. We know they had a verbal row when Nikita Hand returned home that night. We know that because a recording of it was played to the jury last year. But she insisted that it wasn't physical, that he had never laid a hand on her. And her side, as I mentioned, wanted the opportunity and were robbed of the opportunity to cross-examine the neighbours, as well as Conor McGregor's solicitor, Michael Staines. He was due to give evidence, as I understand it, as to how those statements came about some time after Nikita Hand won her legal action. And John Gordon said that Conor McGregor should be pursued for what he described as subornation of perjury. In other words, inducing people to perjure themselves. And he wanted the application to go ahead. As we know, the judges considered that and decided against it. He said that Nikita Hand and her ex were facing very serious allegations in relation to those affidavits, those sworn statements. They were essentially being accused of lying. And now he said the other side just waltz in here and think that they can walk away from it in a sentence. But he did, interestingly, suggest that the matter should be referred to the Director of Public Prosecutions for potential perjury.
Was Conor McGregor in the court for all of this?
No, he wasn't there in person, but he, like Nikita Hand, was well represented on the legal benches. I did hear from an eagle-eyed photographer that suggested there was a rather distinctive-looking Bentley driving around the area, but that's not suggest that Conor McGregor was inside that particular vehicle. He wasn't in the court in person, from what I could see. And there was an audio link set up helpfully by the court service to accommodate members of the press and other interested parties that couldn't get into the small courtroom for today's hearing. Whether or not Conor McGregor was in the end of that audio link, we don't know. But one would imagine, especially given the extensive coverage throughout the day and obviously through consultations with his lawyers, he certainly has been briefed on how things panned out. And he absolutely would have been aware of that decision to withdraw the application in dramatic fashion this morning.
And was Nikita Hand there?
His lawyer's instructions to do it. She was, yes, she was. She was there with her family. Now, she hasn't been at various hearings in relation to costs since the trial concluded at the end of last year. So we did wonder if she was going to be there, but she actually kind of had to be there, because if that application had been brought, there was the possibility that she would have to take the stand again, that she would potentially be cross-examined about or examined about what was said in those affidavits. In the end, that wasn't required, but she did stay there throughout the day listening to proceedings carefully.
Okay, so the appeal did go on, though. There was other things. Was it all rather technical legal stuff that filled up the rest of the day?
Yeah, I mean, aside from this new evidence that in the end the court didn't have to concern itself with, there were several grounds of appeal brought by Conor McGregor, who was essentially trying to argue that he was denied a fair trial. Some of the grounds of appeal included what was on the issue paper, the piece of paper that was given to the jury when they went out to consider the evidence and to begin their deliberations. Also, the admissibility of certain evidence, including Conor McGregor's Garda interviews, during which he repeatedly said no comment when asked various questions by Garda. There was issue taken with the availability of expert reports and also the judge's directions to the jury. It went on for some time. I won't go through it in any level of detail in the same way that his barrister Remy Farrell did today, but we heard just in relation to that no comment evidence, we heard during the trial that after Conor McGregor was arrested, and he was initially arrested on suspicion of the criminal offence of rape, we know that a prosecution wasn't brought by the DPP in relation to this. This is a civil case. Conor McGregor exercised his right not to answer Garda questions. He provided them with a prepared statement. Now, ordinarily, a jury, certainly in criminal trials, is never told if a suspect makes no comment to Garda questions, because they have a right not to incriminate themselves. And there is a worry that a jury may see a refusal to answer questions as a sign of guilt. And in his submissions today, Remy Farrell, on behalf of Conor McGregor, claimed that Nikita Hand's lawyers shouldn't have been allowed to cross-examine him at length about his no-comment interviews. The other side justified that line of questioning on the basis that Conor McGregor himself had suggested and essentially opened the door in his direct evidence that he suggested he fully cooperated with the investigation. And they wanted to point to those no-comment interviews as, I suppose, being a point contrary to the one that he was making. And the judge seemed to side with them in relation to that. And that was a point that was brought up today. And also, I suppose, issues about the wording of the issue paper. Mr. Farrell told the judges today that the jury was asked if an assault had taken place. And he said there were clear distinctions between battery and sexual assault. And he accused the judge of appearing to have used assault as a placeholder for what the cause of action was. And he suggested that the jurors would have been perhaps confused by what they were looking at on the issue paper when they eventually began deliberations.
Right. So that is it all done now? Has the appeal been made? And when will we get a decision on this?
Well, the appeal on behalf of Conor McGregor has been made, although they will be given an opportunity if there are any outstanding issues tomorrow, because the court will sit tomorrow. Because let's not forget that James Lawrence, who was the second named defendant in the civil proceedings, he's appealing a decision not to award costs to him. And that's after Nikita Hand lost her legal action against him. That's due to be heard tomorrow. But certainly the fact that the application was withdrawn this morning has shortened matters considerably.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Frank Graney, our TFM Course correspondent.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.